Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sometimes it's good to talk about it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Time here on the Fan. This is Tickets here. And by the way, now's your chance to win $500 from Boost Mobile for going all in with us every Monday here on Tiki and Tierney. Now, everybody who calls in and gets on the air this segment, 866-337-6666, will have a chance to be registered during all in to win $500 from Boost Mobile. At the end of the segment, we will pick one of the callers to win. That's simple. So it's brought to you by Boost Mobile. This holiday season, switch to Boost Mobile and get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G smartphone. Boost Mobile, unleash your power. Teak, all in. What do you got?
All in on this idea of Jacob DeGrom being gone being a good thing for the New York Mets. And most importantly, that the Mets handled this in a perfect way to send him off, but to allow him to go off and them not being viewed as the enemy, as the villain in this regard. It's almost a masterclass on how to move away from a star, a fan favorite, who doesn't want to be here anymore, and you don't necessarily want to overpay. It sucks for a lot of people, and in their mind, there's an emotional connection, but for the Mets, it's the best thing that they could have done. They have priorities, and that's winning a World Series. And Jacob DeGrom, over the last couple of years, because of injuries, just hasn't been a big enough part of it. So they knew that something was going to happen. It was going to come to an inflection point. But the way that this thing materialized and how they stay clean of it, I think was brilliant.
All right, Teague, we're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I'm all in on the Mets being better without Jacob DeGrom, provided they have the proper pivot here. And whether that's Verlander, Rodon, whether it's Nimmo, whether it's Benintendi, I was just reading during the break that the Astros, and we've known that, they're actually connected to Benintendi a little bit, as are the Mets kicking the tires in case they whiff on Nimmo. There's a lot of things that need to happen this offseason. Even if they were to retain DeGrom, by the way, they weren't good enough with DeGrom a year ago. Now they could lose Nimmo, and they could lose Bassett, and they could lose others that got them to 101 wins. And they were, I mean, listen, just look at the Braves lineup. Look at the Padres lineup. Look at the Dodgers lineup. I mean, it's a beast. Look at the Phillies if they get Trey Turner. Even without him, they were in the World Series. The New York Mets right now are in a very interesting spot from a fan point of view, because you juggle the emotion and of sentimentality, which is strong. It is what guides us as fans, but it could sometimes be misleading. I honestly believe if you strip away the emotion and you view this through a baseball prism, provided they have the right pivot, I think eventually you will see the Mets will be better off. And we'll see. 877-337-6666. All right, Luke is in Point Pleasant. What's going on, Luke? All in. What do you got?
I'm all in on signing Justin Verlander. All in. I can't wait to open up my phone and see that they signed him. Three-time Cy Young Award winner, two-time World Series champ. This team thrives on new faces. We got the manager. We got one of the best young sluggers in the game. We got Jeff McNeil. We got a lineup. Won 100 games without DeGrom last year. Mm-hmm. Let's go get a guy who's gotten it done before in the past. Go sign Justin Verlander.
Now, Luke, I like it, bud. I do. But real quick, what if you don't get him? Because I just read that there's two big offers on the table, one reportedly from the Mets, one from the Dodgers. What if he goes to the Dodgers? What if the Yankees steal Verlander? What do you do if you don't get Verlander? What's the move?
Nah, when you're all in, you're all in. There is no other move. Go get Verlander. Bring
I like
here.
The answer. That's a good answer, dude. You're right. Let's go. You know, when somebody that affluent gets passed over,
yeah,
they generally come back with a little bit of a mean streak mm-hmm. and try to make everybody pay.
Everybody needs a chip. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who's going to put that chip on their shoulder.
That is right. Sal's in Brooklyn, all in. What do you have, Sal? Go ahead, pal.
What's up, boys? Yo. Good morning. Hey, I'm all in on the Yankees playing games with Aaron Judge. They did the same thing in spring training by leaking numbers. They leaked numbers again. This guy's still selling jerseys, and you go on the Yankee website, they're still trying to sell home run number 62, so they're still making money on this kid. Give him 8 years at $40 million, $320 for the 8 years.
If not enough.
If you go nine, you go nine. He's your only superstar. Yankees, wake up.
Mm-hmm. What if they want 10?
You give him 10.
I mean, Sal, there's got to be some limits, Sal.
He's your only superstar.
I'm not giving him 10 years, dude.
He's going to give you a solid 7 years out of that 10-year contract.
Yeah. All right, we'll see.
You think he's going to fade after seven?
Probably, yeah, I do. Mm. He's 31.
After seven?
No, but not up, but not up to
in
seven.
In the old days, 25 to 34 were your prime.
But Sal, hold on a second.
He was 40.
But Sal, in the old days, you didn't have to have cross-country travel. You didn't play 162 games a year. You didn't face such good competition. That's not the same. It's not the same. Mike's in Fairlawn. What's going on, Mike? What are you all in on? Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, I'm all in on the Giants still making the playoffs, even though they tied yesterday. I think they still got a pretty good chance, and like most of the teams in the NFC East do, I guess, at this point.
Yeah.
So, So, despite their tie yesterday, I think they'll still squeak in a playoff spot. What that spot will be, we don't know at this point, but I think they'll still get there some way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because Seattle now has the last playoff spot because they won yesterday against the Rams, knocking...
Close game, too.
I know, but knocking the Commanders out, because previous to last week, all four NFC East teams were in the postseason. Now it's the Seahawks, who just find ways to win, even though they look ugly sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, they're beatable, that's for sure. Yep. Tyler's up on Hopewell Johnson. Tyler, what are you all in on? Go ahead, bud, your turn.
All right, guys, fourth week in a row, I'm here. I'm all in that the Jets are actually done with Zach Wilson. And this whole reset thing, I think that they're feeding us a BS line, and I think that they're playing politics. I think he's about to go the way of the Baker Mayfield and the Johnny Manziel. I think he's about to become extinct. And I think that's really how good Mike White is. And now, if you keep all this kind of close to the vest, it doesn't tip other teams off to your hand or what you're going to do necessarily right away. And I also think this last game, I think Mike White's teammates let him down versus Zach Wilson is a quarterback letting his teammates down. Now, with the exception of Garrett Wilson and Bam Knight, of course, but these guys rally behind him. I mean, he's a baller, and I'm also all in on Mike White, but I truly believe that they're done with Zach for good.
They would
have him in the backup role, like you guys said.
Well, that's why I said, Todd, thanks for the guys. I want to get some more of these. I did say to Tate the other day, I said, you know what? If that's the case, put him on – just feign injury.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? His knee's barking from the earlier procedure and the best interest of the young athlete. We're going to save himself from him. So we're going to save the young man from himself. And you're not going to play the rest of the year. Because think about this. If you're another team that might view Zach Wilson as a possible trade target during the offseason, and he's not even dressing, he's inactive,
yeah,
don't you think that's going to turn you off more than if he's a little bit nicked up and he just doesn't play because he's hurt?
It definitely does. But it also puts you in a position to have to like justify why he's not playing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you drafted him number two overall. So it's admitting that you've made mistakes, but then also that he's flawed. And the last thing you want to do if you ultimately are going to try to trade him is admit that he's flawed.
That's a good point there, Tim. Pardon me. How about Timmy in Hillsboro? Tim is on the fan. Go ahead, Timmy.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? I think two things. DeGrom left because he couldn't take the heat and being in New York. All right? And this thing with Mike White, I mean, I think Zach is done. I mean, for what he said to the press after that loss, the whole team turned their back on him. And that's obviously now that they're wearing all T-shirts that they want Mike White to be in the replacement. So I think Zach made a big mistake by saying the thing that he said. These young guys, they don't understand what it's like to be, you know, at that level. And he made a huge mistake by making those comments after that loss.
Yeah, but an unforgivable mistake, Tiki?
I don't think it's unforgivable because, look, he spoke to the team and they kind of got back on his side a little bit. But at the same time, man, it's like you had it and then you've screwed it up because you couldn't just accept some responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Jim is in Hartford, Connecticut. He wants to go all in on his G-men. What's going on there, Jimmy?
All in on the G-men. Listen, the only thing yesterday that I was upset about was in overtime, both of those teams, in my opinion, played it very close to the vest. The first drive, I believe, Daniel Jones got the ball. They could have moved the ball. They got close to midfield. But the bottom line is, you know what? I still believe in Dable. I still believe this team has a possibility. I know they've got the tie, but, you know, and also going forward, they got to play the Eagles next week and then come back and play the Commanders again. If Dable can pull this off, he'll be the greatest coach since Bill Parcells. And Tiki, I'm all in on you. I want you to come back and show Saquon Barkley how to freaking run up the field.
He's. I think we talked about, appreciate you, Jim. We talked about this a bit last week. Someone called about Saquon. It's just kind of, I feel like he's lost a little faith in the offensive line. Now, they had a ton of injuries, so that's understandable. Hopefully, it gets back on track now that they're starting to get healthy again because they need him to be the difference maker that he was in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season.
Scott's in Jamesburg, New Jersey. Scott, all in. Take it away, bud.
I am all in on Justin Verlander since 2004 when the Mets ended up with Phillip Humber with the third pick as opposed to Verlander.
I remember Phil Humber. Yeah, sure.
Fellas, I am also all in on the fact that I'd love to welcome Kate Upton to New York. Oh. I think she'd be a great fit. And lastly,
that's
gentlemen, it's Monday.
Yep.
I'm all in. Let's make a trade with the Brewers and bring in another. Oh, we got a banging minor league system. Let's really win it all.
Wait, who did you say? Yeah, you dropped out. Hey, Scott, you dropped out. Who did you say from the Brewers?
I want Corbin Burns. I'll do whatever I need.
Filthy.
I'll take Burns. I'll take Woodruff. You know what, though, guys? Mm. They traded Hader at the deadline. Why not throw in Nate? Listen, we got Alvarez on the farm. We got that pick they made in the first round, that first rounder from that they took this year.
Yep.
These are big level prospects, and we know the way the Brewers play. Stearns is out of there. But again, I wanted Justin Verlander in New York since 2004. Let's get it done, guys.
All
happy
right,
December,
Scott.
And keep up the great work, fellas.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Been hanging on that 2004 ledge for a minute, huh? All right. Good job, guys. All in every Monday here on Tiki and Tierney as we give away to one lucky winner $500 to boost their pockets for going all in with us. Now, obviously, you had to get on the air, and you have to do it on Mondays at 866-540-WFAN at 1220, and you'll be a qualifier and entered for a chance to win the grand prize. We'll randomly select one lucky winner from the qualifiers to win $500 from our friends at Boost Mobile. So thank you to them big time, and thanks to you as well for going all in. Get an unlimited plan for $25 a month and get your power back with Boost Mobile.
It's your turn to cause trouble. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, this is not taking long to happen. According to reports, the Mets have a deal with Justin Verlander pending medicals. Source says 2 years with a third year vesting. Similar AAV to Scherzer. There's the pivot. There's the pivot if this goes down. And by all accounts, it looks like it will as long as everything's okay with those medicals. So, wow, Mets not wasting time to pounce. I don't think they'll be done. But this is what I told you to start the show. I know it's going to sting with DeGrom. He's your guy. I get it. I respect it. Scherzer, Verlander at this point is better because he's sturdier. He's more reliable in terms of showing up and taking the ball with frequency. So, okay. 877-337-6666 is our number. Teak, let's get back to the Jets here. We're joined by a gentleman who knows Robert Saleh pretty well, was with him in San Francisco, and top pick back in the day out of Stanford. His name is Solomon Thomas. Solomon, Teak, and Tierney, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing well. I appreciate y'all having me on the show.
It's great to have you on the show. Look, Solomon, we haven't had a chance to chat with any of the Jets yet. Now the season's been going on. And I guess surprised or pleasantly so, but from last year to this year, and you weren't obviously on the team last year, but this team has taken exponential jumps to relevancy. What can you point to that was the reasoning for that? It's obviously been the defense where you guys have been playing great, but what's been the big reason that this team was able to turn so quickly?
You know, when I got here, I noticed how much talent we had. I noticed how good this team could be. It would just be on the matter of how well we execute. And, you know, coming here, guys bought in, guys worked hard, guys believed in each other. And throughout the year, like, once we started getting those wins and started believing that we could win and start believing how good we are, it was over, and we could just get his take off with it. And, you know, definitely need to get back on the track in the win column. But, you know, I believe in this team, and I believe how good we are, and I believe how far we can go. So, you know, it's just been a matter of us believing each other, executing, and you know, playing complimentary football in all three phases.
Yeah, no, and a big part of this, obviously, has been the defense. You guys are top five or six in the in total yards and obviously in scoring as well. What has been the catalyst? Is it the pass rush? Is it what you guys are doing up front? Obviously, you got Sauce in the secondary, but Coach Olberg had a lot of heat on him from last season. This year, it's felt completely different.
Yeah, I mean, our defense is playing great, you know, in all three position groups, you know, linebackers, D-linemen, and DBs, you know, they're playing lights out. You know, we have two corners that are playing extremely well. Our safeties are playing great. You know, CJ's leading that linebacker group with Quincy and Quan. And then up front, we're just getting after the quarterback. You know, we have a stout line up front. We have so much talent. We have just so many guys who can get after the quarterback and play the run. You know, when we play together, it's fun to be out there on the field. We play with the swag. We play with, you know, that demeanor, that intensity. You know, it's been a fun group to be a part of.
So, you know as well as we do here, it's a quarterback-driven league. So, I got to get a couple of things clarified here. We're talking to Solomon Thomas, of course, of the Jets. And, you know, the way it was presented, and I get it. I thought Zach was just really misread the situation when he didn't own the terrible performance against the Patriots. But he's a young kid. Kids make mistakes, whatever. What I need to know from you, Solomon, because there's been some insinuation, some off-the-record stuff. We got to set the record straight. Now, is Zach Wilson the kind of young player who walks around, and I mean before he did what he did after the Pats game, with an air of arrogance where he almost gets separation from his poor performance, or is that a one-off? Does he have a lot of things to work on?
No, Zach's not a guy who comes around the facility and is arrogant or too good for everyone else. You know, he's a guy that guys like. You know, he's a guy who works hard. And yeah, his execution hasn't been there, but he's a young quarterback, and he'll get back in rhythm. You know, he's an extreme talent, and he needs a lot of good football in front of him left. And I believe in Zach, and I believe in his career, you know, and I'll support him in that. But no, he's definitely not a guy who's coming around the facility just being arrogant and too good for everyone.
Okay, so we checked that off. And I surmised that, but I needed to hear from a player who knows the dynamics of that locker room. Now, can you specifically tell us, it's obvious you guys love Mike White. What is it about Mike White that resonates with you guys more than apparently Zach? It just seems like Mike's the guy. So what does he do different? And I don't mean just the way he plays, but the whole package. Why is Mike White different? Why is he apparently your guy, everybody's guy?
I mean, Mike just goes out there and he plays ball. You know, he's confident. He sees his reads. He throws it. You know, he's got a great arm. He commands the group well. You know, this is just a guy that the guys love. You know, he's a funny guy in the locker room. You know, definitely, like you said, the guys love Mike White for sure.
You know, it's interesting you talk about Mike White because it felt like you guys had fun against Chicago. And I'm not saying you weren't having fun earlier because you guys were six wins or so at that point already. But there's an energy that comes when there's more of a veteran leader. And this isn't a knock on Zach, it's just a reality of a young quarterback. It's hard to understand that. Did you guys all, was it universally accepted when Robert Saleh said, look, we're sitting down, Zach, and I know there was a meeting on Wednesday or whatever that Wednesday was, and Mike would took over as a starting quarterback. Did all you guys agree with that? Was it the right thing?
Yeah, I think the team agreed with it. And you know, just not in the sense that, you know, we're done with Zach. You know, like I said, Zach has a lot of great ball left ahead of him. He's a great career left ahead of him. He's an extremely talented quarterback, but he just needs to get back in his rhythm. And you know, I think that this will help him, you know, just sitting back and learning and understanding the flow of the game a little bit more, getting his confidence back and his rhythm back. You know, definitely, you know, so I think the guys agree with it. And,
yeah.
You know, we believe in Mike White. We love Mike. We love his personality. We love his.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Confidence in how he controls the room and how he goes out there and just plays ball. So, you know, we believe in this team moving forward. We believe in Mike. We believe in Zach. So, you know, we're excited for the future of this team.
So we're talking to Solomon Thomas, who was on the Jets, of course, and was with the Niners before that. Was a star at Stanford, a second overall pick back in the day. So you saw Rob Saleh, you know, during a different phase. He wasn't the big boss. He was a DC.
That's right.
How have you seen him grow? Now he's got to delegate. It's a totally different thing being the head coach. What have you seen from Saleh now versus a couple of years ago? How has he really expanded his game?
I mean, Saleh has always had that intensity, and he's always had that kind of passion for the game and his players. And even when he was a DC in San Fran, you know, you could tell that one day he's going to be a head coach. The way he runs his defensive meetings, the way he kind of, you know, relays football and life to us and lessons of building a team. You know, we could tell he's going to be a head coach. So now just seeing him be a head coach and seeing how he's a leader and how he commands us and how he, you know, his passion and energy for us, you know, it's definitely forefront and it's been fun to see. And it's been fun to, you know, see him go from a DC to a head coach.
Yeah, you know, I think that we've seen it in real time. We kind of struggle, like, is he going to make it here as a head coach? And then this year, his second season, it's been fantastic for all you guys. Now, you're hosting a great event this evening, Shop with a Jock. It's in collaboration with Walmart. All these kids from the Boys and Girls Club of Hudson County are going to be a part of this. Tell us a little bit about it, because this is a great initiative, especially around the holidays.
Definitely, yeah. So it's my second time doing the event. My first time was last year in Vegas. And, you know, this year we're partnering with Walmart, with Jersey Mike's, with the Boys and Girls Club of Hoboken. And, you know, just taking kids shopping, you know, like get them a gift card to go through Walmart and get gifts for themselves. And, you know, because, you know, the holidays can be a hard time. You know, we always think the holidays are, you know, just happy, joy times for everyone. But that's not the reality. A lot of people struggle during the holidays. A lot of people are not as fortunate. So, you know, I'm just trying to do my part and use my platform to put a smile on some kids' faces and to show some love and making sure that some kids are getting birthday Christmas presents this year. You know, so I'm excited to go shopping with the kids tonight and take them around and spread some joy and love and hopefully fill their heart a little bit.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Awesome. Any information, people want to contribute gifts or any sort of resources, can you direct them there, Solomon?
I'm not sure for Shop with a Jock. You know, I have my foundation, the defensive line, and you can always support us at thedefensiveline.org. You know, yeah, but tonight, you know, we're just going to be, you know, going shopping, you know, getting gifts for the kids and, you know, just having a good time and spreading some holiday cheer, you know, for those who are less fortunate.
That's nice. Awesome. That's nice. What really matters. And you know what's secondary to that? You know what we need? We need a playoff berth is what we need here, bud.
Yes, sir.
We getting a prediction? We getting a guarantee here, Solomon, or what? Jets making it or what? Come on. We're desperate, yes, dude.
This team can make it. You know, we just need a shot. We just need to get in, and I believe in what this team can do.
Fantastic. Happy holidays. Great initiative and really good thing helping out the kids. Thanks, Solomon. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yes, sir. sir. Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Yes, you too. All right. All right.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, Tinky and Tierney back on the Fan. Verlander, he's coming. Justin Verlander, another star in the New York sporting galaxy. So one leaves and another one comes in. Somebody who's been more durable. Verlander, 2 years with a vesting option for the third season. And, you know, listen, the thing about, we could sit here all day, who's better? I mean, listen, I think on their best day, I think most of us would say that DeGrom is slightly more dominant. I have no problem with that. But in terms of durability, I mean, you know, Verlander had 34 starts back in 2016, 33 starts back in 2017. 2018, he had 34. 2019, he had 34. Then you had COVID. Then you had the injury. And then last year, almost 30 starts. So, you know, I did a little deep dive on his average fastball. And it's actually last year, it was 95.1 mile per hour, which was his best since 2017. Mm-hmm. So there's been retention with the juice. I'm sure the spin rate's obviously done something for that, because when he was with the Tigers, he was like low 90s, 92, 93, 94. He's actually upped it. And, you know, as the elbow was getting a little creaky, there was a slight downturn. Now the elbow's reconstructed. He's an absolute beast. Let's go. Simple. Mets are better today.
All right, simple question.
Mets are better.
Simple question. Who's the ace? Is it Scherzer or is it Verlander who just won the Cy Young?
I don't think it matters.
It's a great problem to have, but you're starting,
opening day? Yeah. Scherzer. He's been here.
Okay.
I mean, that's it.
But Verlander just won the Cy Young.
I understand.
Hoff, who do you want?
They finally won a World Series
game,
too.
Who do you want to
He's
start
not
opening
even happy,
day?
This guy.
No, you got to be happy.
He's not. I just talked to him during the
They signed a 40-year-old for 3 years, basically $129 million. Their ace, they offered 3 years, $120 million. Come correct next time.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Do you, though, Teague? What do you mean you hear him? I mean, Verlander's better. What do you mean you hear him?
Of course. Verlander is better.
Exactly.
So start him.
No, he's talking about DeGrom.
No, forget DeGrom.
I'm just talking about DeGrom.
I asked you a question about Verlander. I'm only half listening to you, Hoff.
Well, you got to hold
this. He's watching Croatia over there with the penalty kicks. That's
cool. I don't care about Japan and Croatia. Verlander just signed with the Mets. How about focus on this, everybody? We good?
Mm. No, we're not good. Verlander.
That's okay.
I'm so happy.
Is Verlander right now.
Yes.
Not soccer. 877-337-6666. Let's go. Michael's in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mike? How are you?
What's up, guys?
Soccer. We're not even playing the United States.
So upset
Waste my
about
time
it.
With this nonsense.
It's fantastic.
Mike, go ahead, buddy.
What's up? I wanted to say what's up, Mike. I had a listening on the radio. I also just wanted to say how pumped I am for Verlander.
Yes!
I'm 19 years old, and I've seen DeGrom as a Met. Drew Syndergaard, he only went to Philly. But I just want to let you know, I'm texting my friends, Yankee fans. Oh, he's so old. Oh, bad signing. Gave him 40-something mil a year. He just won the Cy Young. What are they talking about?
Mike, let me speak for those Yankee fans. Now, those, unfortunately, it seems like a lot of your Yankee friends are dopes. All right, let me impart a little bit of logic here. Terrific move. The Mets today, to me, are indisputably better today than they were 2 days ago or 3 days ago when DeGrom was theoretically still here. He is better. He is more durable. He is more reliable. This is a win for the Mets. This is a win for the Mets, I'm telling you. 877-337-6666. And the other thing is he wants to be here. Like, do you remember the day after the Astros won the World Series? Remember when Kate Upton was on the set with those guys on the MLB Network?
I do.
All right. And Verlander obviously was with her, too, and they're having a good time. And she said it was, I kind of thought it was a little shot at the Yankees, which is why I never really thought Verlander and the Yankees were a real issue or a real possibility. She said, you know, something along the lines of imagine booing. Oh, she was talking about, no.
Basically boo your star.
Yeah, she was talking about Astro fans and how great they were. And then she said, like, to parallel that, like, imagine booing the best player or one of the, or your own superstar. Mm-hmm. To me, she was talking about the Yankees.
Of course
no doubt. So I never thought Verlander was coming here. I wonder, though.
You mean to the Yankees? Yes.
I wonder, though, just how aggressive the Yankees were in on this, because that is the winning move. Like, Rodon very well might be a Yankee or a Met or a Dodger, But were the Yankees swinging for Verlander? Did they make a push for Justin Verlander?
Well, you didn't hear it. So
exactly.
We heard the Rodon thing last week. Like last Thursday, we were talking about Carlos Rodon having a Zoom with the Mets. And nothing with the Yankees. I'm assuming maybe they were talking, but you didn't hear anything. There was no leakage. No warm stovage going on with Rodon. Verlander, you even heard just some inklings that, you know, the Mets are reaching out. They're chatting with him. So the Mets have been very aggressive, probably because they knew that Jacob deGrom wanted to be elsewhere. Just as we've been intimating all day, and some of our callers have said, he doesn't want to be here, so great. We're moving forward. We're moving on.
Yeah.
And they probably knew it last week.
I think you're probably right about that.
To be honest with you.
But I think before that, actually. I think internally they knew. They were taking the temperature all year.
BT, they probably knew mid-season when he kept doubling down on the whole opt-out thing. Now, granted, he was just answering the question that was being asked of the media, but the way that he would say it, it was just kind of like, yeah, I'm opting out. Not like, I really love my time here, and I want to test free agencies, so I'm going to opt out so I can get more money. Like, he didn't even say it.
The only thing, though, that was tough to gauge about that, and I agree with you on that, there was no heartfelt connection to the city, but that's his personality. So, like, we tried to extrapolate emotion from his quote, but he's generally been an emotionless person.
Yeah.
On the mound and in front of a microphone.
That's fair. But
great competitor, but you know.
I think, honestly, not that we're dragging the Yankees into this half glorious day.
Well, I'm curious why the Yankees didn't make a move for the best pitcher in the American League this past season. That would have been nice.
But I'm not. I don't want to drag the Yankees into this conversation because it is about the Mets and what they're doing. You lose DeGrom, you go get the Cy Young winner. That's as great a move as you can do. But the Yankees,
I said 17 more starts, by the way, than DeGrom.
But I said this earlier, and I can't prove it, but I feel like the Yankees are not conserving money, but I know that they don't want to hit a certain spot. And so they can't realistically go sign whoever, Verlander in this case, or even Rodon, until they know what they're going to be committing to Aaron Judge, unless they've completely flipped on their stance from last offseason where they didn't want to go into the luxury because it unjustly benefits teams in their division that don't spend money, like the Rays. So I think they need to get Judge signed, and this is why these owners' meetings, which are starting today, are so paramount for the Yankees because they got to get this Judge contract done.
I think that we're getting Judge this week. I'd be very sad. Predictions are a dime a dozen in this business, whatever. But I really think we're going to get word of Judge this week.
Yeah, I
do.
I think so. For Yankee fandom, you better.
Well, yes, because
you're
going to
start missing out on these guys.
Yeah, you already missed out on Verlander. What if Rodon signed somewhere? You know, I mean,
let
the Mets sign Rodon. Now, this is what should have Mets fans pumped up right now, all right? So, and I said to Tiki a couple hours ago, like, when your ego gets dented and you are a man or a person of means, and nobody has more means in baseball than Steve Cohen, now you go out and you look to obliterate everybody. So now, it wouldn't surprise me if Cohen, in his own mind, is going to Billy Epler, hey, listen, I think you might have this Ohtani plan for this summer. Construct a contract for Trey Turner. Get numbers in front of him. Get numbers in front of Rodon. Let me ask everybody a question. Why can't the 2022 offseason /2023, because it might trickle into January, it's already December, why can't this offseason for the Mets be what it was for the Yankees in 2009? Why can't the Mets spend $250 million and go out there and go for it? I want answers right now.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
What's preventing them from doing that?
Nothing.
And maybe this is the first step. This guy's coming out swinging.
And if they're gonna do these short term deals, it's not grossly punitive if it doesn't work out.
Let's get Andrew in Bay Ridge on the fan, Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Andrew? How you been, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
First of all, getting through to you guys, I've got like the two phones thing going here. It's like I'm trying to get a tea time at Bethpage.
It's almost as tough as getting a tea time over at Marine Park these days.
We chatted with the new president out there. Remember that the lady who took over at Bethpage?
Yes, I do. I forget her name, but I do remember talking to her.
Yeah, she was great.
Didn't get us a tea time.
No, she did not.
What's up, buddy?
But I guess that's a good problem to have. So,
yes.
Listen, DeGrom, I'm one of these middle-of-the-road fans because I'm in that sweet spot of, you know, I understand it's a business, but I'm nostalgic about him because he really was one of the best Mets I have ever seen, you know. So I'm in my mid-40s, but, you know, Cohen didn't become a successful guy because he's foolish with his money. And I think you just have to realize, like, you know, that it was, he's definitely got too many question marks and didn't contribute enough. And it's nostalgia, and you gotta let it go. So I'm really upset that we're losing him because I really liked him,
mm-hmm.
but we're on to bigger and better things, hopefully. And if Verlander is, if this does come to fruition, like it looks like it will,
that's done.
You know, I'm all in on that guy, you know.
What's next for you, Andrew? What is your next realistic expectation?
I mean, I think we need some offense, you know. We really gotta make sure we bolster that. There's names floating around. I'm not super plugged in. I've been a little more on the Giants right now, you know, watching yesterday's tie. But mm-hmm. but actually, really quick on that, the second to last possession for the Giants, which was like kind of that really weak three and out.
Yeah. Not really, because you talk about the one with where he dropped the pass to Slayton.
Yeah. But then the last possession. Where I correct me if I'm wrong, they had timeouts.
I think they had two of them.
Yeah,
I think they had two.
Yeah, they did.
They were just like satisfied to go to overtime. I'm like, you know, just try to get something in field goal range and win it.
I felt like Andrew. I felt like that was. I felt like that was a little bit of a lack of trust in one offensive line and not making a mistake and losing the game. Because I've said this so many times, so many games in the NFL are lost rather than won by the other teams. Like, you just make a mistake, and the Giants are maybe excessively obsessed with not making the mistake. And so they play it safe.
I didn't have a huge issue with it yesterday.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
Given those situations and the circumstances, I understood why Dable did what he did.
Yeah. After Slayton dropped the bomb, mm-hmm. right? So the Commanders score, and then first play, Daniel Jones bombed to Slayton, and he drops it. The only thing I would question was throwing another deep ball, right? Because there was a dig that was coming in underneath that. They had two goes on the outside and a dig in the middle, or really just a sit down in the middle of the field. The sit down was open, but he decided to take a shot and maybe get the penalty. I guess it was a less risky throw. So that's the only thing I had questions with, because then you go basically three and out and you take no time off the clock. Washington fortunately faltered and they didn't score, and it goes into overtime. But those three plays, those left a couple to be desired.
Let's get Russ on Long Island. What's happening to Russ? You're on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Go ahead, buddy.
What's up?
Guys, love the show. You guys doing well.
Thanks, man.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. As we were saying, very simplistically, as far as the ground goes, he didn't want to be here. They could have offered him $185 million.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be here. That's it. I mean, the Mets did nothing wrong, in my opinion.
No, they didn't. And I think they actually did it really well on moving on from a legend and not having to take any heat on it. Like, they're not taking heat. And then they follow it up by signing Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
So, sure. I mean, from my understanding, from everything I've read about them, I mean, as far as I understand, back in May, there were rumblings that he didn't want to be and he wanted to go back. He wanted to go to Texas back in May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there were so many rumblings. Like, some people said he wanted to go to
Florida.
Florida, sure, because he's from, you know, I don't know exactly where he's from down there, but he wanted to go back home. But Texas.
Hey, listen, if I made his Texas money, I'd take that state tax. I guess I'd go there too. You know
well,
what I mean?
I think, you're joking, Russ, and appreciate your call, man. But I think a lot of this was one, he didn't love, at least didn't project love, of being up this way.
Yeah. Not for everybody.
Look, the weather sucks. If you grew up in Florida, the weather sucks here.
Uh-huh.
The fans are, I mean, they're awesome.
We're tough.
Until they turn on you because you have a little bit of bad luck.
No one knows more. Nobody demands more.
Exactly.
And nobody reveres you more when you deliver.
And
it's all part of the package.
And let's be real. The taxes suck up here.
It's brutal.
It is brutal.
Yeah.
And so there was
traffic sucks.
I don't think there was it was a coincidence that the two states that he was linked to, potentially going to, were nice weather and no taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you're going to go make $40+ million, even though he's making less than $40+ million, it's kind of nice not to have to give half the United States government. So
I don't blame you. Listen.
I get it, man.
Me too.
I really do.
Tink, we can sit here and listen, there's the emotional side, which often overrides the pragmatic part of the brain, and I've said that a few times because it really applies here. Like, I think when you look at I think the only way you could be mad at the Mets, or to bring it back to the Mets and you know, eventually a little bit away from DeGrom, like, if they didn't offer him If they had an opportunity to match, which they didn't, and they then elected not to, then I could see, even though I would still say myself it's the right move not to do it because he's a little bit damaged goods, whatever. But then I could see the Met fan being a little bit pissed. But even more so if you didn't have a plan B. The fact that he walked out on Friday night and here we are Monday morning, Monday afternoon, and you got another co-ace, what are we complaining about here?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.